Just how widespread is the problem of synthetic marijuana and bath salts in Oneida County?
Well, Ray, it's really taken on almost an epidemic stature. I mean, in terms of what we have seen over the last 6 months in Oneida alone, we are, and up until recently, have been the highest incidence of bath salts and synthetic drugs usage and arrests and instances. Since January, we've just, kind of exploded in numerous arrests and various incidents reported in hospitals and by police. So it's an area that we're very concerned about, and numbers have been climbing. We were actually, I think, number one in the state up until Onondaga surpassed us just a few days ago.
You know, it seems from a distance and from the outside that officials are grappling with this problem that is so fast and developing. What sort of cooperation are you getting from the state? Now, I know the Utica Police Chief, Mark Williams, was quoted in the Observer Dispatch as saying the state legislature has been too slow to act on this. Do you agree with that?
Well, I guess, it's one of those things. I guess I could agree on it, but I'm also understanding that everybody is grappling with the same issues in terms of what to do and how broad to be, and that's why I think we tried to incorporate a little bit of both, and we couldn't wait for the state in regards to at least having something that our law enforcement people could have as a tool to deal with and our prosecutors in terms of how to handle this. So we tried to incorporate a combination of things and be wide-ranging enough in terms of the chemical variations that are out there and tried to address each area of synthetic marijuana, bath salts themselves, the hallucinogens that are there. The state really only focused on bath salts and hasn't expanded as well. And the other thing is whenever the federal government can get their arms around it, that's going to be another long period of time. And I just felt in working with the district attorney here too, that we needed to have something, that had some teeth in it, but also was broad enough so that we could enforce it and be able to address the ever-changing nature of this issue.
In the new law that you have proposed, are you looking tactically to get the users off the street, or is there an aspect of prevention and help for some of these people who are using this?
Well, obviously it's a combination of both. We're trying to deal with possession, purchasing, attempted purchase, the selling of, any public display for sale, et cetera. So we've, as I said, we've tried to be as broad as we could, but also trying to deal with, all aspects of it, not just of the drug itself, but of the use and possession and purchase. And so, that's why I think ours is, it's not perfect. Obviously, we're going to see changes in this as time goes on, but we just had to have something rather than have, I know the city of Utica enacted something and towns were looking at banning the, certain purchases or sales of these items. And so we needed uniformity in this county. And so as any law, right, you look at, prevention first in the hopes of that, but recognizing that, when it comes to drug use, that it's going to occur and you have to have some tough penalties in it. And we needed to have something that our law enforcement personnel could have on hand.
Anthony Pacente is with us. He's the county executive of Oneida County. And there was a raid in Utica in which city police and state police somewhat upstaged the feds. Tell us about that.
Right, yeah. The feds were working on, some issues, relative to the same. And, the city police, in terms of the of looking at some of these issues with the head shops that are out there, got in first. And so, we're right around the same time of it. So it was kind of coincidence. And it kind of came on the same time that we were putting this law out to the public. So it was all kind of, coincidental, but just, I think, really demonstrates, the area of, and I use the term epidemic, and I don't use it lightly because it is, becoming of epidemic, problematic use and purchase that it's not unlike something that you would see in a type of health scare or problem, you know, in terms of crime that is happening here. And I know it's all around the country, so it just shows the level of concern and the level of interest that this has garnered for all of us to really take hold of.